got the first text message that somebody had purchased, you know, a $3,500 pack.
Without you even talking to him.
I never spoke to him. I never spoke to him.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, it was incredible, you know, and it was like, wow, this is...
Automation at its best.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Welcome to Opportunity Knocks. I'm your host, Todd Patton, and what a guest we have today. It's my man, Oscar Gonzalez, OG, as he's known by. OG, great to have you here, man.
Man, it's incredible. What a good time. I mean, just seeing this whole thing come out and then us connecting, like, let's do one.
Yep.
It's awesome to be here, man.
Love it, man. And yeah. The last time you were on here, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had a... I'll tell the story. Tell me if I say it right.
Yeah. Sure.
So it was Nicole, myself, Oscar, and your wife. And we said, you know what? Let's all basically go. It was a concert. How'd you find out about it?
It was a
Beethoven or something?
Yeah, it was an ad on Instagram for like a candlelit Beethoven concert.
So we have two couples. We're going to do dinner. We're going to do a concert and then dinner after. We had it all planned. So I'm thinking, OG, you live like 10 minutes away, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, TP, we got to leave. We got to leave at 6 o'clock sharp. So if you know me at all, I'll probably leave my house at 6. But he said 6 o'clock sharp. I'm like, oh, we'll be there in 15 minutes. We'll be there at 6:15. We end up getting there at like 8:10, I think. Because
yeah.
It was traffic was so bad. He's on the other side in East Boca. And I'm thinking, as I'm driving, I'm like, shit, we're going to miss the concert. The only thing I could do is put Beethoven in the Sprinter. So we had blasting Beethoven on the drive. But we had a good time. And we ended up making it. We showed up late. It was awesome.
We caught a few minutes. You know, it was nice. It was a good time, you know. And then we moved on. Then we had a great dinner.
That was that. At Redfish.
That's
I don't know
right.
if that place is still there. We got to do that again, man. That was
place
awesome.
This was incredible. Incredible place.
So, man, I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, your story is awesome. And it's going to be really valuable to our audience here because of some of the adversity that you had to deal with. And like myself, you kind of reinvented yourself. And recently, and it wasn't long ago. Take me back now. Let's go back to the old e-commerce days.
Yeah.
Tell me how you got in that. Because, you know, first met, he was in selling other people's products, I believe. And then you started making your own. But tell us a little bit about how you got started in the e-commerce.
Yeah, sure. So that was back in about 2011. A company by the name of Groupon had just come out doing a new form of e-com and selling products. And so
coupons.
Yep. And, mm-hmm. and doing Groupons, right? Where people would buy and it would give them a discounted amount and off of going to a restaurant or all kinds of things. And so I saw an opportunity to actually make one of these websites. I wanted to create one of these.
Like a Groupon.
Like a Groupon, local here and really in the Tri-County area.
Okay.
And so that was where it all started. And, you know, Eric, mm-hmm. Eric and I, you know, that's how we met. We had the idea at the same exact time without speaking to him.
No way.
Yeah, it was really incredible.
You didn't know him before that?
Oh, I knew
him. Oh, you knew him. You were just...
We had never spoken about...
Business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that we bumped into each other at a bank, and I was opening the account for this new, you know, Groupon type of site. And he was doing something for it, too. And he was like, man, this is what I'm doing. And I said...
Did he have a company also, or he was just in that early stage?
He was just about to get it started.
So you said, let's team up and do this together.
Let's
no way.
And,
that's
and
cool.
Started, and we started frugaling.co.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which was this local, like, services stuff, and we were calling florists and restaurants and putting
it wasn't products. It was just services.
It was services.
Okay.
That's how this
That's right, because Groupon's all services. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Groupon started selling products. And we said, well, what if we start kind of looking for stuff, you know? And we got a request from Groupon to go and, you know, do you have any, at the time, stylus pens, iPhone cases, like this is before Amazon, mm-hmm. right? So there was no competition. Mm-hmm. There was nobody selling the stuff online. This is 2012.
eBay probably, right?
eBay was probably your marketplace, uh-huh. you know? And so, so we started with this product. We said, we could try to go get these stylus pens, and we went and sourced them and we got them
in China.
In China.
Yeah.
You know, we sourced them in China.
I remember you guys making trips out there.
You know, in a week or two, you know, and we sold a few thousand in like a day, and we were like, whoa, you know, what just happened? And we, again, our plan was really to have our own website, but then realized that competing against Groupon was not going to work,
right,
you know, especially in local markets.
They have the audience.
Forget about it, you know.
So you see this success, this early success. You said we could do this times 20, right?
Yeah. let's look for other products. Let's start really sourcing, getting into the logistics. You know, it's all logistics, you know, inventory management. And,
you have the location? Was that the one on Coral Ridge?
We were in an office. You know, Eric and I were just in an office working out of there. And at some point we had to move out because we had products all over the place. And we were in like an insurance company, you know, a mortgage company. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was time to go, you know, there's stylus pens everywhere and we're pitching stuffing envelopes every day. And so when we got to that point, we moved into a small warehouse and that blew out the seams. It was maybe, I want to say 2,000, 2,500 square feet. And within 3 years, we moved into 15,000.
It was huge. Yeah. I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
You had staff back there working. It was a really good operation.
Yeah,
but you're right. Logistics was that business, right? I mean,
it was everything. Yeah.
So how did that, you did that for how long? That
2012 to 2020. So about 8 years.
Good run.
An 8 year run.
And that business is still running now.
It's running. Yeah.
Eric's involved in
it. Yeah.
So tell me on how you got into this, because this business is awesome. What you're doing now. First, tell us what it is. And then I want to hear how you transition from the e-commerce side to the digital side.
Yeah, so what happened was when I got out of e-com and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, you know, and it was COVID, right? It's 2020, COVID, so I'm trying to figure out, and a friend of mine who I've known for a while, and actually, you know, Sam, I actually brought him to you as a client, you know, back in the day.
Great guy.
He brought me into the insurance business. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, hey, here's what I'm doing. He had an agency, he was really successful with it. And I said, man, this is a good business, you know? And I had been doing the e-com, doing video ads, affiliate, like it was already, we were selling products on Instagram, on TikTok. And so when I saw what was the advertising that was happening in the insurance business, I said, man, there's a real opportunity.
Meaning it was just old school?
Like pictures, it was just outdated, outdated methods of marketing. And for the most part, the industry is still outdated. You know,
so there was an opportunity that was knocking that you saw.
Right.
You saw an opportunity by going with Sam and saying, wait, this is how you guys are mailers or whatever it is. Wait, we could bring digital into this. And all right, good.
And I quickly went on my own. You know, I said, all right, you know what? Here's what I need to do. I need to, you know, get into the insurance business.
So licensed and
got licenses in over 35 different states. And I'm a sales guy by heart.
Yeah.
You know, like I was doing e-com for 8 years. But prior to that, you know, mortgages.
Yep.
Back in the day, and so I've been on the phones for a long time. So now going back to this, it was like, all right, let's go. I'll get on the phones and I'll build a book and start building an agency. And that's what I started doing, you know.
And this was during COVID or right?
This was a year and a half after, you know.
So a couple of years ago.
A couple of years. Yeah. Just, I've only been in insurance for 3 years. And then what happened was, and now, so I started life insurance, health insurance, started putting out a lot of content, building a social. And I did, you know, in those couple of years, I built, you know, my social presence on for my health insurance for both socials, but TikTok and Instagram. But in December of not this last December, but the year before, I got plugged in and met a big agency owner, insurance agency owner, and he's a big YouTuber, David Dufour. Big shout out to David Dufour if he sees this. But he's really a presence in insurance. And so I had the opportunity to connect with him. He has a big audience. And part of it was, well, how are you doing ads on TikTok? Because that's what I was doing at the time. I was running TikTok ads for final expense and for health insurance.
But now, what? Just so I'm clear, David has an agency, right?
Yeah.
So why were you reaching out? Because you were an agent.
Correct. So I linked up with him to get contracts because he owns a large agency and he provides contracts to independent brokers.
Oh, outside of his agency.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so that's his structure. And so I had reached out to him and I ended up getting some contracts under him in addition to the contracts that I already had. So that relationship started, and then from there, it was like, well, how are you doing videos on TikTok? And
he asked you, or you asked him?
No, he came to me because I was putting out the content.
He already saw some,
He had seen it, and I shared with him
that
I was doing these sales that were coming in were coming from videos on TikTok, you know? And he said, have you ever thought about, like, doing a course or selling, you know, like promoting it? This is a real need, you know? And at the time, I had connected with somebody who did courses, mm-hmm. and I had bought, you know,
when you had bought it?
Yeah. When I first came into the insurance business, I spent $300 and I bought this course.
And it helped probably, eh?
I learned a couple things, you know? And so with that same person, I initially was going to do this, right? Start this lead generation setup system, like mm-hmm. a done for you, right? For insurance agents. So agents that want to get a Facebook ad account, video ad, connections to CRM. We basically
in a box, basically.
In a box, a white glove service, right? And so I came up with this whole thing, built a website, built the business. And David Dufort said, hey, can you be on my channel? I'm going to put you down on my schedule for December 14th, December 19th, I think it was. This was like October, you know? And so it was like, I had to build this business in like a month to really be able to deliver and get on this channel, you know? And we did. I, you know, we put this whole thing together. I built a website. I did everything that I needed to do. And I felt comfortable because I was running the ads already.
Yeah, you knew it. Yeah, you could talk about it.
I've ran ads.
Yeah.
And
you're good at talking. And you're you're a good communicator. So it's not like you're gonna get. And you how'd you do in that? You crushed it.
We did great. You know, this thing came out December 19th. I was on his show, and it was you know we got sales instantly because we set it up where people were being driven to a funnel, and in that funnel they watched the video, and then from there they chose the program they wanted. And I remember the night it went live, within 2 hours, and I had these notifications set up to tell me when sales happened, you know.
Sure.
I got the first text message that somebody had purchased, you know, a $3,500 package.
Without you even talking to them.
I never spoke to them. I never spoke to them.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, it was incredible, you know, and it was like, wow, this is...
Automation at its best.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and so from there, it just started building, you know, and then we took on those clients, started building their setups. And saw just a need. It just started growing from there. Referrals happened quickly. And now fast forward, that was, again, December, not this year that just passed, but the year before. Okay. So just over a year.
Yeah.
Now we're managing as a company almost $1 million in monthly ad spend for agencies.
So you're acting as their agent? As their digital agency.
Yeah, we basically...
Managing the paid ads.
We manage their paid ads on Facebook.
Do they still belong to the course, or is that course just a one time and done, like when you're done?
That's the setup. So we have a structure where we set up one time fee. They come in
and the $3,500, whatever it is.
Yeah. There's different price points, and then they have a 30-day support. So we walk them through, we teach them how to use it, how to manage it. And after those 30 days, they can either join the ad management program and continue letting us grow and build those campaigns, or they just take it on themselves. And so many clients choose to come on board and they become our monthly clients where we provide them fresh creatives and we're doing all the ad, you know, all the stuff that needs to be done.
What's the biggest, I guess, like roadblock that you had or setback? What was the biggest struggle building that up?
Being able in the early days, being a one man show, you know, and
so just not having the resources,
just not having, enough time. And I probably should have delegated some stuff earlier, you know, earlier than I really did, because that probably would have helped me. But that was probably one of the big struggles. And it's always been a struggle for me in business to let work go, you know, as an owner and as somebody who's creating something like that's your baby, you know? So,
you know, it's interesting you say that. I'm glad you brought it up. So I learned something from, we had Mark Evans on and Mark he's got a big following. He started out in real estate. He lives in Parkland now, and he's just owns a bunch of companies, a bunch of real estate. He's a powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what he said, Oscar, is he told me, I don't ever want to operate a business. When I buy it, I just want to own it.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a second. If you buy a business, the first month you're going to be spending how much? And in my head, I'm thinking he's going to say, I'll spend 70 hours, 80 hours, you know, but 3 hours. He goes, I spent 3 hours max where I'm in it. And all I'm doing, he said, is finding out ways to optimize it. Like you did with the insurance business where you said, wait, I know this. We can make this improve. He does that when he buys a company. He just goes in and then he hires people that are smarter than him
to go do it,
to operate it.
Yeah.
So it's really, I'm the same as you.
Right.
Unfortunately, I want to have that mentality of saying, let's just, you know,
let's let it go. Let's delegate.
It's hard to do that. Right. So that was one. And then to overcome that, was there anything that you did to like,
probably just pushed it harder, you know, just grinded it harder to get through because you see the opportunity, and that's the only way you're going to get to where you want a business to get to is by consistency and staying on it and just sheer like determination, right?
And then finding the right people is people are everything. And for what I've noticed is whether it's Fiverr you mentioned or it's a referral that somebody sends you, you know, a contractor, you know, once you find somebody that's really good, then you do whatever, even if it's paying a little bit more, that'll make you more money in the long run. Is that person who's so, so valuable, right? It's building that team, you know, it's finding the people, the players that can deliver and then going above and beyond for them. Not just pay is one thing, but there's other ways to, it's like retention. It's no different than retention with clients. Staff is just, it's actually more important, I think. Because that's how you build it. So now, tell us how it looks now as far as your business model, a team.
Yeah, it's been, you know, part of what we do in the insurance business when we do a setup is incorporate a lot of AI in the form of workflow, lead nurturing as soon as it hits, follow-ups, appointments, all these things that AI really does well now. And so now I've really incorporated that into my business, you know, and automating a lot of the process.
Can you walk us through an example of that?
Yeah. So example, somebody goes to my website to sign up for a program or for a monthly subscription. They sign up. It immediately is going to trigger a confirmation to that person with an email, with a set of instructions, and it's pulling videos for them to follow to give us access on Facebook.
Where do the videos come from based on answers that they have? Or is it, so you have that all automated to that. All, so if they hit this,
correct.
This is the video they're getting. That's some values awesome.
Within the CRM.
Is there a way, just so anybody listening, if they have a business that they want to, is there a website you use for that? Is there a platform? Is there anything that?
So I use Go High Level.
Okay.
Which is a big CRM platform, completely customizable.
It's GoHighLevel.com.
It's GoHighLevel.com. Yeah. It's if you don't have a CRM, it provides websites, funnel templates, thousands of them. And they're linked up with all the AI, you know, OpenAI, everything. It's an incredible platform.
That's great.
Yeah.
So is that similar to what was the one that Russell Branson did?
ClickFunnels.
Yeah. Is that like that?
It's a competitor.
There's tons of those.
It's a competitor of those, you know.
Okay.
And so it's just a good tool.
Good.
You know, because you can run your business, use these automations. And so that's what I've really done in the business now. And then brought help, you know, brought admins and people that can delegate and do this day-to-day work that, you know, bogs me down where I really need to be building and developing more of the business.
And what does that look like as far as the growth of it? I mean, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned when you had the Groupon business, you wanted to stay local. Obviously you're here, you know, but this business, it's not so the case. This is anywhere you could be, right?
This is all over the country, which has been a really good opportunity for us because, you know, now we get to, you know, leave for the summer for a few months and I can still work every single day from anywhere.
Speaking of that, you just got back from Colombia, right?
Yeah,
well, not just a couple months ago.
A few months ago. Now, looking forward to getting back over there, you know, so May we leave again. And
you were there for like 2 months, right?
Or 3 months.
Jeez. Yeah.
This time we'll be there for 4 months.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. But she works remote, you know, my wife. And so she's a therapist. Big shout out. Love you. Love you, baby. but yeah, so she'll work from there and I'll work from there too. I got a WeWork, you know,
WeWork
over there.
How about the work? You know, we talked about finding help and admin stuff. There's good help there, and it's cost effective too, right?
It's very extreme. Yeah.
You mentioned you met a developer out there that was like,
The conversion out there is you know, if you can make dollars and live out there or be out there, your life is very different. You
know? And it's nice too, right? Like as far as quality, it's not like when you think of, you know, countries like that, it's like, oh, it's poor, it's this, but you're drinking a Starbucks. I see you out there your pinky sticking out as you drink. I saw the videos.
It's really a good time, you know, and we have, you know, we have two children, you know, and so over there you can afford to have, you know, two nannies, you know, 8 hours
and
a day.
Chef and
you know, and she's making you breakfast and they take care of the house. And it's just it's a very different lifestyle.
But you're from there originally, right? Your family.
Yes.
So you speak. So it's nice when you could blend in there, you know. I stick out like a sore thumb.
Not so much.
And, well, I look, so. Maybe the looks, but when I start talking, they hear the Espanol.
Yeah, once they hear you.
Estudio Espanol, cuatro años.
Yeah.
Espanol uno, Espanol uno, Espanol uno. So that was when I went to Colombia the one time. I must have said that. I was like one of those dolls. You pull the back, the string, and I was just, it's all you heard out of me. It was one after another. But, man, so what's next? Anything, anything big, anything exciting in the works, or
you know, just right
you're
now,
still grinding it and building
yeah,
it up?
Right now, you know, rolling out like an updated, brand new website. Really, nice.
Speaking of that, what is the website?
www.scalemysocial.io.
Love it.
And so yeah, so now rolling that out, some new things to the ad management program, just grinding.
So if I'm an agent and I'm, you know, 3 years into it, and I realize I'm bouncing around from one place to another, and I'm like, this, you know, I got this license, and I, you know, is your part of what your platform does is it gives them the ability to control that, right? Like that you don't have to depend on other agencies. You could do brand, build your own brand, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
of course.
That's
yeah.
ultimately what, I mean, agents especially, but every business, you know, every industry, because if not, you're just going to be bouncing around from one. You have to build value yourself, and that's what you're doing here.
Yeah, you have to build the presence. You have to own the data. I mean, if you don't own your own data on the people that are coming to you or that are looking at stuff that you're putting out, you're just way behind the game, you know? And the insurance world, there's a system where agents come in, people get licensed, and they think that once they get licensed, they're just going to make a bunch of money because they're really sold those things by recruiting agents and stuff like that, you know? And so they come in, they spend a bunch of money on leads. They have no idea where they're coming from. They're buying them from random lead vendors and they're losing a bunch of money, you know? And so this gives them the control over where the lead is coming from. It's generating fresh. It's exclusive to them. And we're using the kind of the best formats and structure to deliver performing ads to those agents.
So we talk a lot about automations and things like that, but what if an agent is listening to this and they say, you know what, this sounds great. I'd love to ask Oscar's question because I have, is it, I know there's a lot of automations, but is that like a consulting thing too, where you talk to them and say, hey, here's what I think is best for you? Or is it all done online without like?
No. Right now you can book a call.
Okay.
You know, like if you go through the website, there's ways to book a call with myself or one of the other salespeople.
Awesome. Yeah.
And no, we'll consult and because now we really work with a lot of bigger agencies also. Mm-hmm. So as bigger agencies, they have different needs. They need to customize to their team and what they're doing. And so that requires a lot of kind of one-on-one and figuring that initial structure out before we roll anything out.
And I probably should have asked this in the beginning, but when we say insurance, obviously so many different things. Is this specific to like health insurance or specific to?
No. We really focus since we've been in health and life. That's really where this rolled out, you know. But now we're doing Medicare, whole life insurance, all different types.
But not like auto or.
We are starting to do some PNC, some property and casualty, which is homeowners, auto, a little bit of business. So. It's just you're delivering a different message.
Yeah, and that's the I guess the cost that you have is creating all that library of content.
The creators.
And so if I know an owner, he owns a bunch of Allstates, is that somebody that would be interested in something like this, or it's too early for that side of it?
No, the problem with a larger captive,
they got to go through.
There's so much
yeah,
red tape
yeah,
to go through,
yeah.
man. I've
yep.
tried it,
yep.
you know, because a good buddy of mine, his father was one of the largest State Farm owners in Kentucky for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy retired, sold his agency. And so he put us in contact with a guy in Dallas that's one of the largest in Texas. And man, this guy loved it. You know, he's like, wow, I got to be able to use this. You know, we got to start doing these videos. And he was bringing his daughter, who's like 21, 22, just got licensed. And she was the person coming up, you know? And so we had a call. His daughter fell in love with us. She was like, Dad, this is it. You know, like we got to build this presence.
So you sold them, but now you had to go, they had to go through the chains. And when,
I
had my agency, I also hooked up, I think it was Allstate agent. I can't remember what it was in Miami. It was Allstate, actually, I'm positive. And I was doing the SEO pay. We were doing a whole campaign. And he said to me, you know what? I have money that I get from Allstate to pay you for this. You just have to become like a so, and I went through it and I got it. you know, getting involved with them and getting approved through Allstate, the National. It was big, man. Yeah. So I got a few accounts from that, but yeah, so awesome, man. Well, listen, OG, it's been amazing having you here, man. I really appreciate you coming into Sprinter and telling us your story. It's an amazing story, and I want to see you keep growing this thing, man. Yeah, it's exciting.
Likewise, man. It's so exciting to see you in this new venture, and you're always, man, you come out of left wing with things, man, and that's what I love. I feel like those are the things that put you, you know, put it out there, and you become successful.
Thanks, man.
So wishing you the best of luck with this project and everything else that you're doing, like always.
Always, man. Love you, brother.
All right, man.